The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is brought to you by Christy Mendelow, board-certified divorce coach.
So many people are affected by divorce at some point in their lives. It can be a lonely and challenging time of life, but it doesn't have to be. Whether you or a loved one is considering divorce, going through it, or coming out of it, the Divorce Coaching Hour with Christy Mendelow is here to be your go-to educational, informational, and inspirational resource for those touched by divorce. Christy has been there, and now she's here to walk the path with you as a Christian board-certified divorce coach and as your thinking partner. She and her guests will bring you important insight and information, helping you make better decisions through and beyond the process, inspiring you to be your best self for you and your family, all giving you hope and reassurance that you'll be okay. The Divorce Coaching Hour with Christy Mendelow starts now. And here's your host, Christy Mendelow.
And welcome to the Divorce Coaching Hour. I'm so happy you are here with us today. There's a quote I have in the Reminders app on my phone. It says this: an hour set aside to plan prevents days of uncertainty and angst. Preventing days of uncertainty and angst. I don't know about you, but I want that. I certainly don't want uncertainty and angst. The truth of the matter, though, is that as you traverse divorce, there may be more days of uncertainty and angst than normal. And so you may be wondering, how in the world can I set aside an hour for planning when everything else seems to be in flux? Friends, let me tell you this. In the midst of the chaos and conflict that divorce may bring, planning and goal setting can actually be a saving grace. It also can be something that propels you forward. And as a coach, that's what I want for you and your family, to move forward through the divorce process in a healthier manner than would be otherwise. So with this show, we kick off our end of the year series focused on planning, and specifically planning for a strong start for you in the new year. Today, we will talk about mindset and the components of mindset you'll want to cultivate that will help you start the year strong. Next week, we will talk about career considerations in the new year. And, maybe divorce is prompting you to start working, or perhaps it's caused you to take a different course in your career. And then we'll wrap up with our annual You'll Be Okay show, where we will talk about just that. That you'll be okay when this is all over, and how you can go about ensuring that. So make sure to join us for these shows as we put a bow on 2022 and get ready for a strong start in 2023. Back to today. Fellow ICF coach Wendy Geikema joins us today. And folks, I hope you are as excited as I am about our conversation. Wendy is an executive and leadership coach who works in corporate and nonprofit settings at Rice and Vanderbilt universities. And she is also on the faculty of the Professional Christian Coaching Institute. And more than all that, Wendy is just a fantastic lady and a sister in Christ. Conversations with her are from the heart, and so it makes it easy to have a meaningful discussion. Also, since Wendy is a fellow ICF coach, we have a common foundation in coaching, not only Christianity, so what we talk about will likely provide you with some helpful takeaways and practical tips rooted in faith. Before we dig into our topic, I want to remind you that this show is for those considering divorce, in the midst of it, coming out of it, and also for friends and family of those divorcing, because it can be an overwhelming life event for everyone involved. So please remember to share the show with those whom it could benefit. And I also, as I always do, must remind you that we're not here to give you legal advice. And we're certainly not here to coach you to get a divorce. What we are here to do is to help you look at the realities of your marriage and divorce with your eyes wide open. And based on those realities and your faith, we are here to walk the path with you as your thinking partner, no matter where it may lead. And now, Wendy, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Christy. I'm so glad to be with you all. A pleasure to come back.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you are here too. Last time we spoke about what Christian coaching is, distinguishing it from coaching itself. And we had a great and wonderful conversation there. And today we're going to step a little bit more into what we coaches work on ourselves, mindset, right? And oftentimes help our clients become aware of as well. And before we get going, Wendy, can I invite you to say a prayer for us?
Oh, I would love to. Heavenly Father, we love you. We praise you. Thank you that you are the God over all things in our lives. Father, would you guide us now as we talk about mindset? Lord, you tell us in your word that not only do you care about the words that we speak to others, but that you care about what we say to ourselves, and that you want us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And you also say, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing in your sight. And so, Father, we ask that you would help us to see how to set our minds on things that are pleasing to you and that will help us walk through the realities of what we are walking through this holiday season. We pray all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. You have such a soothing voice and such a wonderful heart. I was looking forward to that prayer. So thank you for leading us in that. And so let's get going into mindset. But actually, before we do that, let me kind of just reiterate what we're focused on here is these shows today and the next couple are really intended to help us have a strong start for the new year. And it takes intention and it takes mindset. And we're going to get into that. I want to talk about, though, first kind of just laying the foundation of what a strong start may mean for people. So what do you think it could mean, Wendy?
That's such a great question, Christy. And I do think it really depends on the person. But I think it's where we have a sense we're, you know, working with the Lord on what does he want our year to look like? What do we want to even be thinking about the end of 2023? What would we want to be able to see happening at the end of 2023? And then as we look back, as we start, to have a strong start, what are some of the things I need to do to finish the year where I want to? And so that could be, you know, and so that could look like some of our goals, or it could be just how we want to feel, you know, in terms of, maybe a shift in our feelings or attitudes that we want to see. So really, it can mean so many different things to different people.
Yes.
What do you think, actually?
Yeah, well, you've got my mind going here. And I, when I asked the question, I kind of knew in the background that it could mean different things to different people, but I didn't necessarily think about what the answers would be. And so I think it's really important. We might think it's more about the secular world. Oh, I've got to make this, you know, this accomplish this goal, let's say benchmark. I've got to exceed my sales for last year, or I've got to coach more clients, or whatever. I've got to lose 20 pounds, right? But you said the Lord. What does the Lord want? But I thought that was also interesting in your answer was, okay, so the Lord, but not necessarily looking here at the beginning, January 1st, but to the end of 2023 and then looking backwards. And then not only that, but okay, we got to look at what's the foundation taking us into 2023. And so, you know, that got my mind thinking that there really are That's where my mind is. There really are a lot of different responses to that question. So what brings me, where that brings me to is you really have to sit with that question first. What does a strong start to 2023 mean to you? And so it to me, Wendy, it's personal. What do you think about that?
Yes, it absolutely is. And that's okay. And I think it's important as we think about this to spend time with the Lord, to sit and think, to reflect on, to connect with ourselves, because it's easy to get caught up in comparison and at someone else and think, oh, I want to have, you know, I want to be doing that or I want this. And it's, but that's not where we are. And that's maybe not what God has for us. And to kind of swim in our own lane and just think, okay, for me, what would a strong start to 2023 look like?
Yeah, not what Facebook looks like out there, what other people say you should have, but really what God puts on your heart. And so as we kind of step into this, do you think mindset would be important as we take this time with the Lord, as we ask him to guide our steps, and as we then begin to step into the steps, the goals, the planning?
Yeah, I think it's foundational. It's really critical. And we know, you know, from our work as coaches, that what people are thinking and feeling drives what they do, and that, and then determines the results they get. And you know, how many times if you're around someone and they're like, "Oh, well, this is going to turn out terribly," and then it does. Surprise.
Well, turns out it does. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And so as you focus on your thoughts and your mind, you're not the saying that you can create your destiny and anything like that, but it does make a difference even in what you notice and how you show up to situations.
Yeah, definitely. And we talk a lot on this show about the think, feel, act cycle, and what we think about, we then feel, and then those feelings lead us to our actions. And whereas if you don't know that that's kind of how our minds work, we tend to think, oh, well, I have this feeling and then my actions follow. But we really can begin to change that thinking. And that's what we're talking about here, folks, today, is that mindset. Ultimately, is where is your mind set? Is it set on things turning out for good? Or is it set on your mind turning out things for bad? And crazy it may seem, but we can often prove ourselves right. Right. And so, folks, as we talk about the strong start to 2023, what it might mean for you personally, and then what mindset that you need to foster. When we come back into the second segment, we're going to talk with Wendy about fostering that mindset to help you have that strong start. So make sure you come on back. This is a really important show to guide you into a strong 2023, no matter what you're going through. So come on back.
Divorce isn't easy or often wanted. Sadly, it happens. When it does, it's possible to walk through it so the results are healthier than would be otherwise. How? Through a unique divorce solution that works. At Divorce Strategies Group, their mediation process helps divorcing parties settle their differences without the long, drawn-out battle and promotes a cooperative win-win environment. It's a smarter way to divorce. When divorce touches your life, contact the Divorce Strategies Group. Schedule your complimentary consultation today at DivorceStrategiesGroup.com.
There's a lot at stake in a divorce, and you want trusted and specialized counsel. Houston attorney Craig Haston is board certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization and has more than 25 years of legal experience. And experience is everything. Craig will help you make the best choices for your family and your future. When divorce seems to be your next step, contact one of the most recognized attorneys in Texas, Craig Haston. To schedule a consultation, call 281-890-1300 or go to HastonLaw.com.
If you've gone through or are going through divorce, you know it can leave you in a dark financial hole, feeling very confused and afraid. But there's hope. Hirsch Sherman is a financial coach and works with those navigating the financial decisions of divorce. Whether it's eliminating debt or creating your financial wellness, you want Hirsch on your team. Hirsch's easy process helps you see the reality of your financial situation and make better decisions. Stop the suffering and get out of that financial black hole. Contact Hirsch today. Go to lifecycle.financial. That's lifecycle.financial. You'll be so grateful you did.
When you're selling your home, you want to wow people when they see it. Or if you're not selling and want to enhance your enjoyment of the home, consider Simple Elegance. The team at Simple Elegance, led by Mary Scally, are masters at staging homes for sale or helping you design your interior for maximum impact. Do what new home builders do. Call the Staging Masters, Simple Elegance, at 877-458-8254 and simpleelegancetx.com.
The holidays for those divorcing can be an extra challenging time. It's even more challenging when alcohol is involved. Our friends at SoberLink want to help. SoberLink has teamed up with divorce and family law experts to provide information that could provide you peace of mind during the holidays. SoberLink is the solution for those going through a divorce and a custody case involving alcohol. SoberLink works hard to keep children safe, offering a remote alcohol monitoring system that is the gold standard because of its technology. SoberLink is here to help. Don't miss out on their free guide for the holiday season. Request yours today at SoberLink.com/DCH. Welcome back to the Divorce Coaching Hour, folks. We're in the midst of the holiday season, but guess what we're talking about today? Starting strong for 2023. And here's my thinking about this short series leading us into the new year. If you're going through divorce, a lot is going on right now, and there may be quite a bit of conflict and chaos. That doesn't stop you from wanting things to improve. And that doesn't stop you from still having the dreams that you have, even amid what is going on. And so we want to take a moment and help you think beyond the divorce process right now. As a coach, one of my goals as a divorce coach is to help move you forward, to look forward 5 years, 10 years, and into the future. And yes, absolutely, to help you walk through what is happening right now. But I want this series to be an encouragement for you to know, to have hope that you can make plans and see them through. And it takes some planning to speak of plans. And so today we're talking to Wendy Geikema, a fellow Christian coach. And we're talking about that strong start 2023, but we're talking about ultimately the first thing that you need that will help you foster the right thinking. And that thinking we're talking about is mindset, that mindset that you need to have to move you forward in your plans. And so, Wendy, at the end of the first segment, I kind of gave my definition, if you will, of what mindset is. But I think it would be important for the listeners to hear what you think mindset is. Thoughts on that?
Yeah. Our mindset is those set of beliefs and attitudes that really influence how we think and feel and how we behave in any situation. And as we said earlier, it's so foundational because what we're believing about ourselves, about other people, and about the world around us really influences what we do and really what happens around us. It's so important.
So important. And you know what that makes me think is we probably should even take a step back before we start talking about the mindset, asking ourselves the question, okay, so what is my mindset? But maybe even before that, as you said, your set of beliefs, because we may have been raised in a family that was kind of more on the glass half empty, if you will, like, you know, you're not going to accomplish that. But maybe we're in the throes of divorce where we just feel like everything is an uphill battle and, you know, I'm not going to get that. I can't do that now that I'm divorced. And so maybe there's some work that needs to be done about checking in with the beliefs prior to saying, okay, these are the mindsets I'm going to foster. Would you agree with that, Wendy?
Yes, I think it's important to pay attention to our thoughts just as an observer. Like, oh, what's the tone of my self-talk, my thoughts, my mindset? Is it, am I generally assuming that things are going to go poorly? Am I suspicious of other people? Am I, you know, what's, and all these beliefs can be influenced by hard things that have happened to us. So we certainly understand how those can come up. But that's a great first step, is to just understand, like, what am I generally believing to be true about myself and others?
Yeah. And, you know, I just really love where that's going, because if you are checking in and maybe you do find that it's a little bit more on that, as I said, the glass half empty, not full, is go to the Bible. It will tell you the mindset that you do need to have, and the beliefs to have, and will guide your mindset. So definitely the Bible first. And so, Wendy, stepping on into mindset, and I mentioned in the first segment too, we would talk about the mindsets that are necessary to foster that strong start. What are some components of that mindset that we need to have? Obviously, now we're talking about kind of the glass half full, right? We want to have more of that positive direction. But what are some specifics within the mindset?
Oh, that's so good. Yes. And really, the first one that comes to mind is gratitude. And this is so powerful. And actually, going back to scripture, you know, the Lord, it's not just a suggestion to be grateful in scripture. He commands us.
Yeah.
And it throughout scripture, you know, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. And so I believe that's because he knows we're wired, and because he made us, and he knows that gratitude really shifts things in our brain. And so there's been numerous studies where they've, you know, looked at people who have been grateful and the impact that it's had on their brain. And they've just seen very positive impacts. In fact, when people feel more grateful, their brain, they have just more sensitivity in the prefrontal cortex to able to make better decisions and learning and learn better. And so it's just that there's so many amazing things that happen as we're grateful, and it lets us, because we can't be grateful and holding on to toxic emotions at the same time. And so it helps us just, you know, shift out of those as well. Really powerful.
Very powerful. And I'm so glad that you speak to the shift in our brains, because once we hear this, and so maybe we're checking in with our beliefs and we're like, huh, okay, maybe I'm a little bit more on that glass half empty. And I really want this strong start, but okay, I've checked in and I might need a little work. And I will tell you, I've talked about it on the show many times before, that gratitude exercise that I did that got me through divorce so very much was so helpful. And I'll just kind of talk through what it was. And I had a therapist tell me, you know, when you wake up in the morning, grab your journal, and the first thing you do is write three things that you're grateful for. When you get in bed, right before you go to bed, the last thing you do, write three things that you were grateful for. And I did that consistently. And there were days that I could only say, and I say, I tell this story often, of course, and I say, I love my little Pasha. I love my little Pasha. I'm so grateful for my Pasha. And my Pasha was my little sidekick dog that was with me for 16 years as I traversed divorce and moved back to Texas. And she left us in 2019. But those were days that, you know, I just centered my heart on that. And there were days when it was, you know, I'm happy that the sun is shining, or days where I would be out and I would be walking and I'd notice how the sun hit a beautiful flower. And so what I'm sharing in there is this is a developable skill, folks. This is something that you can do. And so if you're checking in and kind of going, I have a little work to do here, and you're hearing that gratitude is necessary to foster that mindset to help you have that strong start, there's still a couple of weeks in December. You can start that now, and it's as easy as getting a pen and piece of pen and paper, or let me say that again, a piece of paper and a pen next to your bedside and writing that down. And it just can be so, as Wendy said, shifting our brains. And when we do that, as Wendy alluded to, was the brain science behind it, it actually releases happy hormones. And so, yeah, gratitude, that is just so fantastic. Wendy, what else would foster that mindset that we need for this strong start 2023?
Yeah, well, and I love it. I love your story about your gratitude journal. And actually, I do that at night. I write down every day what I'm thankful for that day. And sometimes it is, you know, you're like, well, I've got to be very mindful and be right in the moment. Well, yes, I've got to see the sunset, so I'm grateful for that.
Amen.
Yes.
And to the glory of God in all things, right? And so lifting it up, yes, and thinking about the amazement, staying in a state of wonder of what God has done.
Well, and speaking of wonder, you know, that's a great lead-in, because that idea of... so many times we're tempted to judge people or ourselves or situations and be like, that was bad. That's terrible. Oh, I can't believe they did that. Or this is going to be terrible. I don't want to go here. I don't want to do this. And so we can, in judging, we can just have it can become a very negative mindset versus if we can stay a little more open and curious, like, and have that wonder. Oh, I wonder who God wants me to talk to in this situation, or I wonder what God might, Lord, would you show me what you want me to think about in this, or how I could help this person? And so we shift out of sort of evaluating everything as good or bad and to shift into curiosity. And that can be a really powerful mindset too.
Very powerful. And, you know, folks, you're probably going, how can I be curious when I have to talk to an attorney and a certified divorce financial analyst, and I have to figure out how to communicate with my spouse, and I've got to learn how to co-parent, and how can I be in a state of wonder? But if we focus our minds on what God has for us and trust in His plans, I will tell you, I'm telling you what I went through as He remade my heart and remade my mind. These things that Wendy's bringing about is I really do often look to the day as, hey, I wonder what God has in store for today. And so, folks, these are things, again, I want you to hear that these are tools that you can use to cultivate that mindset. And so even maybe it's a little reminder on your phone, like I use to remind myself about things, is, hey, what does God have for me today? As Wendy said, who does God have for me to meet at this meeting? And so it brings in an element of hope, and it gets your mind into a place of what's possible and opportunities versus judging those things so quickly. And folks, we're here with Wendy Guykema, a fellow ICF coach. She's here talking with us about mindset. Stay with us. We're going to talk about mindset more when we come back. Here's today's 2-minute tip. Today, we're talking about planning for a strong start to 2023, and specifically mindset. I found some quotes that I want to share with you that may help you, encourage you, and hopefully inspire you. My husband shared these with me. They were given to him by a friend after she read the book Live and Learn and Pass It On. The quotes are from people from age 5 to 95. I loved reading the list of quotes she took from the book, so much so that I ordered the book, and I'm now sharing them with you. Here are a few that seem like a fit with our topic today. I've learned that nothing of value comes without effort. I've learned that a person with big dreams is more powerful than one with all the facts. I've learned that the person who says something can't be done is often interrupted by someone doing it.
I've learned that what you are thinking about, you are becoming. I've learned that if there were no problems, there would be no opportunities. I've learned that if we want the circumstances in our lives to change for the better, I must change for the better. I've learned that when people aim for what they want out of life, most aim too low. I've learned that we grow only when we push ourselves beyond what we already know. I've learned that sometimes life hands you situations when all you can do is put one foot in front of the other and live moment to moment. And I've learned that people who have mastered the act of living seem to be guided by an internal compass. They might not always stay on track, but they have a way of always returning to the proper course. Here's how I'd sum that up. Put in the effort, dream big, believe you can do it, think about the possible, look for opportunities in all things, change for the better, aim high, get out of your comfort zone. Sometimes you have to live moment to moment, and you have the answers to create the life you want. And more importantly, trust that God has a plan for you. I pray this two-minute tip supports you in this challenging time. If I can support you through divorce and as you plan for the new year, please write to me at Christy@ChristyMendelow.com. And remember to keep listening each week for another two-minute tip, all to support you or someone you know who is facing or going through divorce. And please share this episode with those who will benefit. God bless you. Friends, we're talking about starting the year strong, starting 2023 strong here on the Divorce Coaching Hour. And you might be wondering, okay, that how does that relate to divorce? Well, one thing I want you to think about is, so you've got a life outside of divorce and you've got a future and you've got a hope, as God says, and he's got plans for you. And so I don't want you to think divorce is going to stop short your dreams and your plans. And so, but at the same time, it requires us planning and taking a moment to get out of the chaos and the conflict and the busyness of the season to go to God and reflect on where we've been, reflect on where we want to go, and then plan. And so we're talking about planning for 2023, which starts with mindset. We're talking to Wendy Geikema. She's a fellow ICF coach. And we're talking about this mindset that is so important. And we've talked about gratitude as a mindset to have that is foundational in our ability to start the year strong. We also talked about having a curious mindset, one of wonder, wondering, what does God have for me in this? What is his plan? What do I want? And so taking a moment to kind of, I love this word, ponder what your heart is speaking to you, thinking about what your mind is thinking about. And so Wendy, as we continue to look at these different mindsets, what else would we want to think about as far as a mindset that will foster a strong start to 2023?
Yeah, so important to be asking that question. I think another area that's really important is this idea around control. Mm. So there are things that we can control, what we're thinking or doing, what we're believing, what we're saying to ourselves, what we eat, how we spend our time, our boundaries, all sorts of things we can control. But what we can't control is all of that for someone else.
Mm. Yeah.
So I can't control how, you know, my ex or anyone, so how they, what they do, what they're thinking, what they're saying, what they're eating, how, anything. We really cannot control. Now, we might be able to influence, but we can't control it. And so at this time, and I see this with so many clients, if we focus on things we can't control, we get really miserable. And then we ignore the things that we can control.
Mm.
And so I think part of our mindset is to be thinking like, well, what can I control in this situation? And what do I need to let go of?
Right, right. I want to go back to, you said something I think that's really important. Talk to us more about influence versus control.
Yeah. And it can be a fine line, but we gain influence when we treat others with respect and kindness, and we notice them, validate them, we're authentic. And we have a calm and assertive communication. And we let people be responsible for themselves. So that's one of the ways we can gain influence, but we're still not controlling. So we may be able to influence an outcome, but we're not managing and orchestrating it because ultimately we can't control outcomes, especially when other people are involved.
And I can imagine thinking about someone going through a divorce, it may feel like there is nothing that one could control. But in fact, that there are, you can control your reactions. For the most part, mm-hmm. you can. Sometimes they kind of burst out of you and then you have to, you know, kind of take back some words. But I think it's important to really think about this influence versus control. And Wendy, what I heard in there is when you're gaining influence, you're really treating others as you would want to be treated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Which is pleasing to the Lord.
Right.
You know, we're not manipulating. We're not, you know, nagging or doing any of that. We're honoring them.
It reminds me of when, and I guess this show is going to be the stories of my divorce and going through divorce. But it reminds me of when I was essentially blindsided by what led to our divorce. And so I felt lost. I felt out of control. I wasn't in coaching then. I had had an inkling of wanting a coach. I actually was working with a therapist to kind of manage the crazy life I had at that point. I felt out of control going into this time. And what that really challenging time led me to do was seek help. And I found a transformational coaching program. And I went to a seminar. And I will tell you that that weekend that I went to that two-day seminar, I felt like that was the first day I started breathing again. We often hold our breath when we feel like we're mm-hmm. controlling. And, you know, the body turns out you need some breath to get the oxygen to the brain. And so you're not functioning well at all. But ultimately, I stayed in that coaching program for 6 years. And I think it was just the beginnings of leading me to where I am today. And this was many years ago. I started that program in 2006. But what I ultimately learned through that coaching was allow others to be exactly who they need to be. And it's been so powerful. And there's a key distinction there. It's not who they are. It's who they need to be in the moment. And if we just are in that allowing space, it takes a lot of work to get there. You heard me say six years of transformational coaching. But if we can begin to think like, allow them to be, I'm not in charge of them. I think you said it early on, Wendy, when we were talking about control, is I can't change the other person. I can only control myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's so wise. So wise. And another thing I see as we're trying to control things is that sometimes we can get caught up in wanting everything to be just perfect.
Oh,
you know, especially
no.
Especially around the holidays.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Oh,
No.
Said two women on the line.
I know. I want to have the perfect food, or I want to have the perfect
Christmas
tree. Clothes. Yes. And decor, all that. Or, you know, with my family, it's just we're going to be gathered around the tree and it's just going to be wonderful. And then, you know, it may not always be. But that mindset where we're anchored on perfection and high expectations, that can really set us up for, you know, challenges, because we live in a fallen world, stuff isn't perfect. And then we also can create stress for those around us who we're trying to pressure into making everything perfect.
Yeah, so absolutely. And so, you know, perfection is it's kind of a deep-seated need, if you will. And so, folks, if you struggle with that, first and foremost, know that you're not alone. But second of all, you know, you can find beauty in things as they are. But again, you're not alone. One thing said from a recovering perfectionist, if you will, one of the things I've come to say is there's no perfection, but there's perfection in progress and preparedness. Now, I don't know if that is a word, preparedness, but that's what we're talking about here is preparing for the future, preparing for 2023 and that strong start. And so what else would we want to look at as a mindset to foster a strong start to 2023, Wendy?
Yes. And well, one thing that does come to mind when I think about perfection, and then I'd have another thought on another mindset, but is this idea that to embrace the relationships over everything, you know, all the setting, it doesn't have to be the perfect present. It doesn't have to be the perfect meal, but let's honor and be present with the people who are there. So that feels like one piece of mindset. And another one really feels like having just a growth mindset where we're looking at, well, what can I learn? What do I want to create from this? And so we're just open to embracing challenge and just growing and persisting in the face of setbacks instead of having a fixed mindset where we just give up, and just try to avoid anything that's hard. And we just feel like, well, what's the point? It doesn't matter. We kind of go to that Eeyore space.
Yeah.
So I think that, yeah.
So important to think about that growth. And you hit some words on there, learn, open, embrace versus that closed mindset. And I want to talk about this more, Wendy, because in divorce coaching, we very much want people to grow through this process so that the outcome is healthier than would be otherwise. And so when we come into the fourth segment, we're going to talk a little bit more about this growth mindset and these words that are so very important. And then we'll wrap things up with final thoughts. So folks, you will want to come back for the fourth segment. So stay tuned for what's next.
Friends, I'm so glad that you're listening to the Divorce Coaching Hour, and there's something I want you to know. I really want you to hear this. I, as a divorce coach and the host of this show, don't advocate for divorce in general. Our goal is to glorify God first and foremost by helping you save your marriage. The fact of the matter is that there are times when a marriage can't be saved. I know, I've been there. And when it can't be saved, we want to walk alongside you through it. We want to help you pick up the fragments, put the pieces together, and help you stand strong and walk through divorce courageously. And I want to share something with you that may help. I'm on another show here on KKHT. I'm honored to be the wingman on Courageous Christianity with Richard Mendelo, where each week, Richard and I talk about the intersection of our faith and the secular world. And together with interesting guests, we shed light on this critical intersection, on spiritual combat, and on the rules of engagement for Courageous Christianity. It's my belief that Courageous Christianity with Richard Mendelo can be another resource that you can turn to as you walk through this path of significant change in your life. So please join us. You can catch the show on this station, 100.7 FM KKHT, at 12 p.m. noon Central Time, Saturdays, and online at kkht.com as well. Hey, grab your lunch and join us for both shows back to back, 12 p.m. noon for Courageous Christianity and 1 p.m. for the Divorce Coaching Hour. You can also find all shows under podcasts under the Programs tab on kkht.com. Richard and I hope you'll listen in. As always, if you want to reach me, you can find me at thedivorcecoachinghour.com or call me at 281-944-8043. We are grateful for you joining us each week and for your support.
And we're back to the Divorce Coaching Hour, and I'm glad you're back with us. We are talking about mindset today, and we're talking to Wendy Geikema, a fellow ICF International Coach Federation coach, if I hadn't said that before, and a sister in Christ. And we are talking about a strong start to 2023 and what you need to help lay the foundation for that. We talked about beliefs and your belief system that influences your mindset. And then we've really been digging into mindset as far as a mindset that you want to foster
to help you start strong in the new year. And we've talked about gratitude, and we've talked about a curious, wondering mindset. We've talked about control. We've even talked about perfectionism. And we left the last segment talking about growth. And Wendy shared some really great words about growth. And I want to dig into them a little bit more. She talked about having kind of learning through the process, being open and embracing. And folks, you know, I'm always trying to couch this in and around divorce. I get it. It may not feel like you can embrace what's going on right now, but you will move through this, and you will want to move through this for the health of yourself, the health of your family. And in a way, embracing what's going on is the healthiest, one of the healthiest steps you can take. Because here's the thing, folks, we're meaning making people. We've got to make meaning out of the things that are going on in our life. And so I want to talk to Wendy a little bit more about that and get her perspective on that meaning making idea. So what do you think when I say that, Wendy?
That is so good. Well, and I think that so an event happens, and then we do make a meaning. We make that believe mean something, or we choose to believe something about that in our brain. And then that we going forward, we carry that meaning with us. And I think it's so important, because we can, if we're not careful, we can make a meaning that isn't quite true. And it's not the way the Lord would look at things.
So
I think it's really important. Yeah, it's really important to think about that meaning and to hold that up to God's word and say, is this really his truth?
So a couple things I heard in there. First, we're at choice, and you may not feel like you're at choice. And so you said in there, Wendy, was you choose, right? And then you said that you can carry that with us. And so that ties me back to influence. So thinking about that, if you're kind of becoming aware of your thoughts, and as maybe you've never heard something like what we're talking about before, but you're realizing, hey, wait a second, maybe I do have this glass half empty thinking, this negative thinking. Let me check in with us about this, and let me choose another. Let me choose that gratitude. Let me choose that wonder. Let me choose that open thinking mindset, that embracing mindset. And what I really heard in there is, oh gosh, Wendy, the word worth came up to me. And, you know, going through a divorce, you might not think you're worth having a great year next year. But you said, Wendy, go to the word. And what does God say?
Yes, because the truth is that he cares about you. He has plans and purposes for you. It's Ephesians 2:10 says you are his masterpiece, his workmanship, and he has plans and purposes. And that's the truth. And so we have to be careful that we're camping in what he says about us and our situations, and not just what, you know, our feelings feel, which, you know, while they're important, they're not fact.
Right. They aren't. You're absolutely right. And what comes to mind, speaking of scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, man, that scripture just got me through. I had it in a little frame on, you know, I carried it with me for years. And while I can't recite it, you're right. He does have plans and a future for us. And we can choose to remember that. We can choose to find the truth in the truth, the word. And so very important. Wendy, you've provided us so much to think about here. Before we head into final thoughts, I'm sure listeners would want to be able to reach out to you. How would they contact you?
Oh, thank you. Well, they can go to my website at www.coachwendy.com, and that's CoachWendy.com. So coachwendy.com, and there's on every page there's a way to contact me. I'd love to hear from people.
Well, and that's, you know, what I'm about here is people have the right resources, have good information, insight, education, information. And so, you know, you may want to talk to Wendy about executive leadership, and her wonderful, warm voice may just sound like, hey, that's a great person I want to connect with. There's plenty of coaches out there to support you. I do encourage you to look for an ICF certified coach, and you can find out more about ICF coaches there at coachfederation.org. And that might actually be .com. I sometimes say that incorrectly, so forgive me there. But you can definitely also Google. It's out there as well, International Coach Federation, and find out more about that. CoachWendy.com, W-E-N-D-E, remember that, .com. And so, Wendy, as we begin to wrap things up, what final thoughts are coming to you?
Oh, well, I think, first of all, this is such a timely episode and really important to just be paying attention to what you're saying to yourself and what you're believing. Because so many of us, we're just, life is happening quickly and we're reacting and we're not
aware. Isn't it?
Yeah. So we're, you know, to be an observer of your thoughts. What am I saying? Is this the thought that's going to bring me toward the goal I have? Or what might be a better thought? And maybe ask the Lord, say, Father, what would you want me to be thinking to be able to do what you want me to do this year? So we think that's a piece. And I also think as we head into the holidays, just to connect with ourselves and ask ourselves, well, what do I need? What would be helpful? What do I want to be thinking to have the kind of holiday season that I feel like is that I want to have, instead of just going with whatever, you know, like reacting. We want to be creating that with the Lord to have this holiday time that he wants us in the new year that he wants us to have.
You know, I think that's so important. And folks, I would say let's see if I can say this right this time, is grab a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil, whichever you prefer, and jot this down. But what do I want to be thinking? Go back to that choice. You are at choice. And so when you are that observer, as Wendy is talking about, you can actually ask yourself that question. I think that's an important question, Wendy. And thanks for bringing that about. And then tying that back to the Lord. I mean, okay, so what do I want to be thinking? If I'm a Christian, I want to be thinking what God's thinking about me. And I want to be thinking what God's thinking about the new year. And so what does, again, he have for me? And I think, you know, to go back to what you said to begin this discussion here in this segment, is when we think about being that observer, it also gives us almost gives us a tool to, like, step outside of ourselves for a little bit, to look back and go, hey, what's going on here? And so such great tools, Wendy, that can just help us so much. Anything else you want to add?
Well, I think for everyone, we can always be very hard on ourselves. And so what I find is that people, we just talk to ourselves so much more harshly than we would ever talk to a friend or loved one. And frankly, in a way that's far, the Lord doesn't. He doesn't. He's not a God of condemnation. And so as you're thinking about your mindset, be careful about what you're saying to yourself, that you speak to yourself with compassion, because that's how your Heavenly Father, he talks to you with compassion and love.
I just heard a conversation, was involved in a conversation, and the person actually said, we were talking about some similar things here, kind of beating yourself up language type of thing. And the question was posed, what do you think you're as a father or a mother, if your children were to say, you know, I'm not worthy, or I'm awful, terrible, I'm not getting this right, what would you say to that child? You would say, I love you. You're doing great. And that's what our Heavenly Father is saying, folks. And that's what we're saying to you in this holiday season, as you are busy going about with the trimming of the tree and the holiday parties and the Christmas
presence. And, you know, one, don't miss the opportunity that this season presents to focus on the real meaning of Christmas, which is the birth of Jesus Christ. And then also don't miss the opportunity to take some time for yourself to plan into the future. Make some time, of course, to listen to the show, too, because that's what we're helping you do. Wendy and I here are here to help you think through this process. So, Wendy, thanks for being here with us.
Oh, thank you, Christy. I've really enjoyed the conversation.
I always do, and so grateful for you. And friends, I'm so grateful for you. Thanks for being with us today. It's my prayer that this show helps you or someone in your life. Thank you for listening to the Divorce Coaching Hour. I'm Christy Mindelo, and I can't wait to be here with you each and every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on 100.7 FM KKHT, The Word.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.